And welcome back to Movie Nerds Poked. In today's episode, we are going to be doing a lot of reviewing and looking back. And also, we're going to discuss a very important subject that I've been wanting to talk to my panel, and that is, how do you guys know who Liver King is?
Yep. We're going to
Liver King.
So we're going to talk about how he lied. How he used steroids, what he counted. No, we're not going to talk about that, but that's something you should go look up. And so come join us. Today's episode, we are joined by a full panel. Kind of full. I don't know how, you know. I mean, we got Dave, who is actually my regular now. And then... welcome back, Aubrey and Jaren. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're back.
Want to thank you guys for dressing up for us. I really appreciate you guys.
Wait, my pajamas.
Y'all are classy.
At least Jaren has a shirt on.
Yeah, I have a shirt on.
You're lucky, because that's about...
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, good thing we don't have... I'm not wearing pants either. I got my... So we're good. Welcome back, guys. It's been a while. How are you guys? How's the life over there in Utah? Well, both of you are from Utah, but
it's been winter busy. Is here.
Yes. Winter has come.
Winter has come.
Winter is here.
It took eight seasons, but winter finally came. Right.
The worst.
Oh, you guys finished Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was so lame.
Yeah.
The end, like the last three season, right?
I actually didn't even mind the last three. This is the last season. It's not even that it was bad. It was the storyline.
It was
so bad.
Like, yeah. The funny thing is they won more awards with the last three season than the first five seasons. Yeah, when it was actually really good. And so... I agree with you. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't the greatest storyline.
I mean, it was one of those things where it's like they dug themselves into a corner where there was really no other option.
Yep.
Well, like, I can't imagine how they would end it differently, but it was still a terrible ending.
It's because, you know, he didn't finish the book yet, and so...
Yeah.
Which is kind of...
You should never catch up with the books.
I know. That's why we still have House of Dragon. Great show. Yeah. Still my number one. I see we're sponsored by Coke Zero back there.
Oh, yeah. It's not mine.
You know, keep it up there. Maybe they'll see us. Like, all right, let's respond to this. Folks, we're going to be doing a couple things today. I don't know if I want to do...
Do you want to review first?
Yeah, are you going to watch Wednesday, Dave?
Yeah, I'll watch Wednesday.
Do you mind if we review it? Because I don't want to spoil it. It's not a lot of spoiler. Well, I mean, there's a lot of spoiler.
Easily can get spoiled.
Okay. We're going to do a non-spoiler review.
They dropped the whole season? Netflix does? Yes, they did. So it's whole season. Okay.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I usually watch a lot. This is the time where I see a lot of movies and a lot of shows. And this is the first time that my wife has actually... gone ahead and watched this without me, so I had to play catch up. So Whitney was like, and the funny thing is, I was telling her about this show, and she's like, I'm not interested. First episode, she's like, oh, this is really good. She was hooked, and so let's do that. We're gonna review Wednesday, non-spoilers, so Dave can watch it without being spoiled, because it has a horror aspect as well as comedy. As well as mystery. Yeah. I will be the first one to go right now. First episode, I turned to Whitney and I said, I know who the person is, and I know who's involved. And folks,
you were right.
90%. Just again, it's just every time it's so incredible how I can do this. It's a gift. God. It's the intuition that I have that I can just look at the plot. And look at this, I'm like, why is this so easy to figure out? But it was pretty easy to figure out. But anyways, Wednesday, this is the third time that someone's actually played. Jenna, what's her name? Jenna Ortega? Is that her name?
Jenna Ortega, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's incredible. She's exceptional. Really, really good. An exceptional work. I was hooked from the very beginning of her character and how she is, how smart she is, how confident she is, and how she has my personality, folks. In the world that I live in, I don't really give a shit what people think of me. And I love that. The only people I give that I care about is my immediate family. You guys, I care what Aubrey and Jaren and Dave think of me, but for the most part, I don't give a shit what people think of me. I do what I want to do, as long as it's within the law, and I'm not being rude. That's all. But sometimes I like to be rude too, and that's okay. You can call me rude. I still don't care.
Is it okay?
Well, sure. Just wait when we go to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love her character. I love the fact that you have the one that plays Winston, Christina
Ricci.
She's on the show, but she doesn't play Winston. She plays somebody else, and so it was cool that they incorporated her in, and it wasn't like a cameo. She's actually like, I know, like she has
a good supporting role.
Yeah, a very supporting role.
She
so.
Is good as Christina Ricci's Wednesday.
I actually think that she complements all of the Wednesdays very well.
Yes.
I really felt that she was simply the teenage version.
Yes. Now, granted, like, Jenna Ortega is 21 years old playing Wednesday. Christina Ricci was 11.
Yeah.
So there's a huge gap of like experience in acting.
But
so,
Christina Ricci's always been really freaking good.
She was. She is. I love every character in this. I do. The episode goes on and there's a mystery. You're involved. There's tension. There's stuff that you're intrigued about, like the chemistry between friendship. I love her roommate. I thought the friendship, the relationship between her and her roommate was great.
Are they polar opposites?
Very. Yeah. Pull out. But it worked though. It was really cute and really charming the way they came together. I have one issue and one issue only, and that is the last episode. I felt it was kind of rushed.
It seems to be the
but
trend
not that
with
bad.
This season. Okay.
It's not that bad. The only thing I have an issue with is one character that comes in and all of a sudden it has power, like
they didn't explain that.
They
did.
I looked at Whitney.
No background to that character. All of a sudden, having
what? There is a background, but it had nothing to do. Yeah, but it had nothing to do with him having a power. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
And I think the thing that I was most disappointed with is the one character that they killed off.
Oh yes.
Loved that character.
She was so good, and the way she was so
so the writers are willing to sacrifice characters you care about.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Okay. And I was kind of disappointed because I'm like, no,
I really like that actress too,
and it's because the relationship between her and Wednesday was gonna
you really could have gone somewhere.
Yes, I completely agree with you, Aubrey.
Yeah, I was sad.
I was so sad about that. And that's the only gripe I have about that one character that, like, all of a sudden, you never establish him, this person having power. And then the other thing is, it's basically the last episode is the X-Men. it's a school. But I still love this series. I thought it was great. I was entertained. Like as I watch it, I wanted more. I wanted to be in this world. I wanted to watch, Wednesday and her roommate. The adventures that they go on is incredible, and I recommend this.
I wanted like endless background. I loved seeing, like the flashbacks.
Yeah,
it's great, and once again, she just did the best job of embodying Wednesday and who that character is supposed to be.
Yeah,
so it was really good. Really liked it.
I recommend this, folks. I probably if this series, there's been a lot of series that came out this year. And this is on the top of my list. And if I let's give this. You have anything else you want to talk about, Aubrey? Without spoiling.
I don't think so. I actually, without spoiling, I guess I was disappointed with I was disappointed with the twist because I didn't want it to be true.
No,
but
you know, but
you,
no.
You knew from the, I didn't
yes.
know, you kind of knew.
Yes.
From the beginning.
You go back in history of all the guys that look like him and the way he acts, like it was just too like, it's not, it's something there that's not right.
Yeah. Well, but then the accomplice of the other person too, just like the whole thing made me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go check it. Let's give it a score. What would you give this series?
I give it an 8.5.
8.5. Yeah, I give it about a 9. Yeah, 9 out of 10.
Just enough. It was just enough of a teen show to be lacking in some ways. You know, I wasn't expecting it to be on. It's not, you know, it's not going to be on the level of Stranger Things or anything like that.
I don't know, because
I think close, but I really
they might beat Stranger Things in viewings.
I think
is this set in modern era, like modern times?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. It is. It's pretty cool. Yeah, because they have phones and stuff. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
but they incorporate it perfectly without having to, like, you know, like. They don't use it as much within the story.
It's not like it's necessary.
Yeah, and so, but it's so good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I just had that one issue with that one person. Yeah. You never establish something, and then you bring it, and it's kind of like, okay, you just expect the audience.
Now I'm gonna be keeping my eye out.
Yeah, it makes me feel like that character is gonna come back.
Well, I don't know.
If only in flashbacks, simply to explain how.
Well, hopefully season 2 they do that. But see, that's bad writing to me.
Yeah.
You can't do that at the season finale and then expect, oh, we'll explain it now. Like, you know, you got to do it before, because it makes no sense. And so.
I'm hungry.
Hey, fun fact. It's funny. If you watch it, Dave, watch her eyes.
Wednesdays.
Never blinked.
The entire season?
Never blinked.
That gives part of the eeriness to her.
Yeah, never blinked.
Wow, that's some commitment.
She said in an interview, she said that Tim Burton. By the way, can I just say this before we move on to looking back? I have never been a Tim Burton's fan. I hated all of his movies. I don't like anything that he does. It's not my style.
Wait, have you seen Big Eyes?
Yes, I don't like Big Eyes. I have to give kudos to Tim Burton he didn't direct Big Eyes.
He directed it.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's go back and look. It's him.
Oh, interesting. Anyways.
I thought it was very interesting because it's the most non-Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. <he's done. laughs> So, yeah. But this one, for some reason, I have to give kudos to him because he made me enjoy it. I thought it was really
good. This one landed for you, huh?
Landed for me. And so,
what? I'm just eating cheese.
Let's move forward. Jeez.
No part of this one.
You guys are bringing
enough to share, Jaren. Enough to share.
You guys got your pajamas on. You got Coke Zero in the back, string cheese.
This we're having a cheese platter up in here, apparently.
You have a nice charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
That's good stuff.
All right, let's go to what we came here for, and that is to trash Lord of the... No.
I'm telling you, I will hang up instant. I cannot.
You can't handle pushback, Aubrey? Come on.
We're gonna go to our...
It's not perfect, so don't... It's okay. It's, the movie's not perfect. I can tell you... I'll give you reasons. But anyways, this is Lord of the Rings... The Fellowship of the Ring. This is the first movie of the three trilogy that Peter Jackson has created. Folks, this is probably known as the best trilogy of all time. I might debate that. There's others that are pretty good, but I will concur. This is a great trilogy. It is one of the. It had all three movies have an identity, have things that what's it called. The main thing is it's practical. A lot of the things in these movies was practical. Fellowship of the Ring came out in what year was it? 2001? 2001. It had a lot. This cast is packed. You have Elijah Wood. You have Ian McKellen. Is that how I say it? Orlando Bloom. Mm-hmm. You have Sean Bean, who dies. Who dies in everything? I swear, he can't stay alive. You got Sean Austin,
Hugo Weaving,
Andy Serkis as Scollum. You got Viggo
Mortensen. Yeah,
yeah, he's the important one.
Yeah.
So you, it's cast is stacked. So you got
You forgot a very important person who would be Christopher Lee.
Sir Christopher Lee. So it is packed. Lord of the Rings. It's about let's summarize the movie. How, can anybody summarize this movie? I know Aubrey can. What is the plot? What is the main plot?
A ring that Sauron poured his soul into that's found by a hobbit.
One ring to rule them all.
Inherited by the hobbit's nephew, and the nephew now has to take it to Mount Doom to destroy it. That is the plot.
And along the way, there's a bunch of different characters that goes with them. You have a human being who can live forever, or not forever, but a long time. You have an elf who can shoot and apparently has one-liner
I'm taking the hobbits to Isengard.
It's not even in this movie. That's in the next movie.
The moon is red. Blood has been spilt tonight. Like, okay dude.
Through the entire trilogy, he doesn't say a word to Frodo.
Yep, he doesn't.
The only thing he says is that he'll join the fellowship.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. They don't talk.
They don't talk at all.
You have my bow and that's it. Huh?
That's it. Yep. And then you have a dwarf who eats a lot and apparently can keep up running with them. I don't know what kind of foot he has, but he can keep up running with these people. It makes no sense. And then you have
sprint interval training. That's
apparently he can run fast. Then you have a wizard who joins him in the. So you have a lot of different characters.
Another man, three other hobbits
that comes into play. Let me get right off that. Fellowship of the Ring is my second favorite of the trilogy. I have a heart. My heart says for Two Towers. I don't know why. I love Two Towers. I think it's better than Return of the King, in my opinion.
Return of the King, the ending is too long.
I agreed. But even that, it didn't matter. I just like the way the pacing and the way the story was going was just a lot. There was more to lose than, you know. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't like happy endings sometimes, but but it has a happy ending in that one. So let's talk about Fellowship of the Ring. Let's go around the panel. Aubrey, you're gonna go first. This is your apparently she thinks this Lord of the Rings is a perfect movie. There's nothing wrong with it.
Perfect for everyone.
That's fair.
For me.
A very subjective way of approaching it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. What is your feeling about Lord of the Rings? Fellowship of the Ring.
It just makes me happy. I have to explain though.
Yeah, explain.
So I grew up watching The Hobbit, the old 70s cartoon.
Animated one.
Yeah. So when I went to see it in theaters, first of all, I was in Disney World and we saw it in IMAX and there wasn't enough seats for our whole huge family group that was there. So me and my other cousin sat behind the rest of our other family. And my one cousin, Tanith, she was much younger than me at the time. She got scared and went to go sit with her mom and dad. And it was just me and her older sister. And her older sister at the scary parts would just grab my hand and just be like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And we were just like, I don't know. I think I have very fond memories of that, just like in general, seeing the movie. But then I remember when the light like clicked in my head, like, hey, wait, I know about the ring and I know about Gollum and stuff like that from watching that cartoon. But nobody explained, like my parents didn't explain to us any storyline. We didn't have any clue of The Hobbit at that time because I hadn't read it yet. And so I went in not knowing what the crap was even going on at first, but I just fell in love with the world and especially the way that Peter Jackson brought it to life. It felt very authentic to Tolkien. And even now, like when I've read the books and stuff, I just think that most of the casting is on point. And I, obviously there's very important characters that are cut out and stuff like that, but you can't include everybody. Well, from
there's the main character was changed too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot that's changed, but I think it was all good changes that they had to do
to continue the film.
In general, I just think it's good. The music's amazing, the costuming, the practical effects of how they did the hobbits compared to the humans, the whole thing. Like if you watch the extended versions and if you watch all of the making of that
that's
movie,
what I had to watch. I watched the extended one.
It's good. And I don't know. I don't have any complaints with it. I know that there are things that people do complain about, and I read those and I'm like, oh, I see that, but I don't hate it. It doesn't ruin the movie for me just because it's not perfect in other people's eyes, because I'm very happy in my bliss.
But you can't say that you notice these things and say it's still perfect, though.
No, I say it's perfect for me. There are some people in this world that are so cynical and critical of movies, Tom, that they can't just actually enjoy it.
I just like to present facts. That's all. Go ahead, Jared.
You think they are facts?
Well, they are, though. They are, though. I'll give you one. I'll give you one. I'll see if you agree with me.
In your opinion.
Guess
if
what you agree with me. Is.
Oh, my gosh.
Wikipedia.
Google.
Yeah. Google.
Tom, your source is Google, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an inside joke. It's an inside joke. I'll tell you later, Dave. We can't do it on the air.
All right. Okay.
Just in case, certain, you know, somebody might go and listen. Jen, what's your feeling? Are you influenced by Aubrey's feeling at all? Does she have a knife on your stomach at this moment to tell the truth?
Right there.
Yes, everything my wife says, I agree.
Before you go, Jaren served his mission where, Jaren?
I went to not New Zealand, so...
He went to Australia.
Pretty close to New Zealand.
But we have been to New Zealand.
They've been to New Zealand, yeah. So he was pretty close. He served his mission there pretty close.
Yeah. So there was some influence. Anyways. So just like her, I saw it in theaters when it came out. I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
11.
You were 11.
11 years old.
You guys are so young.
So at the time, though, watching it, I had never read the books. I knew nothing of what I was watching. But my brother, he had read the books, apparently. And he's just like, hey, let's all go. And what's funny is he got my mom to go to the very first one. And my mom does not watch any movies.
And fantasy especially is not her scene.
She thinks it's just all garbage.
It was not her scene.
Yeah.
So she has no soul?
Yeah, she does not like
I'm it. Kidding.
No, it's not.
So
she's a lovely lady.
Yeah. First time watching it, I was just like, what's going on? I was so confused. There was like none of it made sense. Like there's a wizard and then all of a sudden just, you know, it just escalates and goes on. So after watching it for the first time, I mean, that was years ago. I don't remember how I felt or.
You weren't just in awe?
No.
And excited to know what happened?
Kind of not, because I was 11 years old, so I didn't care.
I was 12. What?
I know. What? Anyways, fast forward to when I became more mature. No, I'm like her. It's a show it's a movie you can put it on, and it doesn't matter what part of the movie it's on or what part. Yeah, what's going on? I will stop and I will watch it, and I will be entertained every time.
Okay. Hey, can you take down the notes in the paper that Aubrey had you read?
There's a blackboard back
there.
That
was all his own words.
And every time it plays, I am entertained.
I loved it.
No,
I believe you.
I fully allowed Jaren to be entitled to his wrong opinion.
Aren't we on the same page here?
We're on the same page here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, I will have to ask, Jaren, I have to ask, is there anything you didn't like about it? I'm not going to ask Aubrey that because she's not going to say anything that she doesn't like.
That I didn't like about it?
About the movie, Fellowship of the Ring.
That it's not longer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The extended version. It is 4.5 hours, whatever extended.
The extended versions are close to 6 hours, I think.
I think, and I would have to reread the books, but one thing, one thing that we'll probably all agree on, but Frodo is a little pussy.
Can't say that one.
Well, I mean, he is.
Wait, are we talking about Frodo or Sam?
No, Frodo. Sam's not.
Sam's brave.
We're talking about the movie.
Okay.
Not the book.
Not the book.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what happens in the book, how they portray Frodo in the book.
Pretty different.
Yeah.
But I just think in the movies, they kind of just made him a, like, just a pansy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's my only...
Let me call it out.
If you have more.
No, I really don't. I can't think of any others.
All right. Okay, so, Dave, what's your thoughts on looking back on this movie? Because you were how old when you saw this?
17.
Goodness gracious.
They're so old.
You're that old?
Yeah, no, I mean, dude. Yeah. 2001. But no, yeah. But you... You were 17, 2001?
2001, I was 17. So I was almost 18.
I was 20.
Oh, because it came out in December, yeah, right? So December 2001.
So you guys, yeah, you guys grew up with it.
No, they didn't.
Oh, no. When were these books written?
The books are
early 1900s.
Yeah, but they understood it.
I do agree.
No, you're right. Yeah, if I had watched it when I was 10, sense. I would have had no idea. There's been so many things over my head. I wouldn't have even understood like most of the dialogue because of the language, the old English type of language that they use. But seeing it that age, but I did read the books before I saw it. So this was a different experience for me. My cousin read the books long before, and he's just a year older than me. And I can't remember what movie we saw, but we saw the trailer for it. And he was so excited. I'm like, why are you so excited? I had no idea. So I read the books once I saw the trailer. And I wouldn't say it's a perfect movie, but Peter Jackson does a really good job to bring things to life. Very good job to bring things to life. The forced perspective that he uses in a lot of the scenes with like the hobbits and the full grown humans and wizard. It's
incredible because at the time there was nothing like that.
Have you ever watched the making?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's
so
and what it is sorry, Dave. Innovative. Like, innovative, because at the time you don't see stuff like when I first saw
something you ever saw in a feature length.
Yeah, because I saw like
too much work to do it.
Yeah.
For that long length of time, like they would do it in like trick things, but they wouldn't do it often.
You know what's like now it's just all CGI. It's just garbage. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Just garbage.
So the cinematography I really like. Really good job. I'm trying to think of things that I don't like, if I'm honest. The things that I don't like about it are because I read the book. I was comparing it to the book. Like Sam's character is different, Frodo's character is different.
Tell us what's the difference between the book and the
So the thing that I wished I would have seen in the movie was Sam being in on the plan to leave the Shire, because he was in on it. Like he had planned with Frodo, with Gandalf, and it was a long drawn out plan. It wasn't Frodo, you got to leave, pack a bag and get out. Oh, who the hell's that? Sam, you're going with, sorry, buddy. Like that's, I didn't like that. Like it didn't land for me. So that's one thing I wish that would have been different. Plus, Merry and Pippin were in on it too.
Yeah,
and they fell into it the same way. Right. Oh, where are you going? You're going to Buckleberry. Let's get you to Buckleberry Ferry so we can get you to Bree. That's the best way. We have no idea what's going on, but we're going to follow you to the end.
Anyway,
come on.
That was my issue with them. Was like you have no idea what they're doing. Did you just gonna tag along like nothing? Like anyway, yeah. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so that's my biggest gripe with the movie is they completely took that out, and it wouldn't have needed a whole lot of runtime. They would just a couple of pieces of dialogue between those characters, and it would have fit. And they didn't do it. They just left it out. And I was when they went to the woodland realm, I was like, oh, here comes Tom Bombadil, but he wasn't there. Which is fine for the movies. It worked, right? That character didn't need for what they made the movies into.
And the way Peter Jackson said his character was more of like, this is really good person, a really good, humble, moral compass is pointing the right way. So you get the sense of he didn't want, I guess, I don't know if you call him a pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I excuse my language, but a pussy would never go on this journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he can't be that character. He has to be brave to a certain extent, and he was. And
I guess he was brave, buddy.
I have to put this as a not.
I don't know
kids.
How to say it.
Maybe he just wasn't very heroic.
No, I see him as a heroic, except. I think the real hero was Gollum. Not Frodo. Frodo walked away with the ring.
Frodo sacrificed his finger for it.
I thought you were going to say Sam, and I was going to be like, no, yes. No. But then you said Gollum, and I was like, wait.
Gollum, destroy the link ring. And we'll talk about that when we get to it, when we get to Return of the King. I had an issue. Okay, we'll talk. Anyway, keep going.
That's all I really had. Just the differences in those characters. I feel like it didn't. The leaving of the shower was really rushed in the movie.
Well, they had to get out of there quick.
They did.
They got the 2 hours of stuff to do. We're not seeing
you're right. You're right. But had they talked about how it was actually planned because they knew how powerful this and how important this ring was, but.
You know what it reminds me of? It's King Kong. You remember you guys watch King Kong, the Peter Jackson King Kong? Oh
God, yeah, yeah.
It took an hour to get to the damn island. If I wish the first hour was just like Lord of the Rings to the Shire, like, let's get out of Shire and let's go.
That movie was so bad.
Yeah, well, it was bad, but once they got to the island, it worked. The movie was great.
It kept going with the bugs and the dinosaurs and it was endless. I was so like.
But at least you got King Kong.
You got King Kong. Come on, folks.
No, it was so bad.
Anyways, okay. So I don't have. Look, people are gonna say I love Fellowship of the Ring. And like Jaren said, when it's on, I have to watch it. And I have a very special place for Fellowship because. It was the first time when I saw this movie. First of all, when I saw it, and I'm like, Elijah Wood is that small? That's the first thing.
He's so short.
It's like, is he a midget? Then I realized that it was you know the way they were doing it. It was, and folks, the experience of watching this movie in theater is incredible. Like I can sit here and watch it here, and it's still great. But man, the experience of watching in a big theater with a big group of people is something I always all remember. These three movies. It was so great. I don't think this movie is perfect. I think I agree with Dave when it says that there was rush in the beginning. But I understand why they rushed because there's other adventure that we need to move forward. Yeah. And here's another thing. You're gonna hate me for this, and everybody's gonna be like, "Oh no, you know that." Who was it that said it the best? Guillermo del Toro came out and talked about Fellowship of the Ring. He loves it, but he wishes that the character, and this is just talking about the character. He knows what the book talks about. He kind of wishes that Gandalf would just died. Because of the elements of when they were getting away from that demon, his sacrifice meant more if he never came back alive. As an audience, I didn't realize the entire, but he came back a different person though. Am I correct? He's no longer that Gandalf. Yeah. He technically did die.
Essentially a higher form.
Higher form. But I agree with him that I wished, even though the book says he comes back, if they would have left that character dead, it would have meant more for his sacrifice. Because when he came back as Gandalf the White, you're like, okay, well, we know he's coming back, so it's kind of like, whatever. The other thing I have an issue with is...
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, are you saying that if Jesus never came back...
Please do not compare totally Gandalf totally to our Savior. You can't
do that.
You cannot do that, Aubrey.
Well, wait, did I tell you? Wait, growing up, there was a guy in my ward that got up and bore his testimony, and he compared Jesus to Gandalf.
Well, I can see this. I can see it, okay? I get it. But come on, folks. Not in testimony meeting. Come on. Anyways, one other gripe that I noticed this time around was what's her name? Taylor. Well, what's her character name? Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler, her name is. The part where she takes Frodo and rides off with him.
Yeah, I don't like that part either. That's another part. It's
like they like fast forwarded it.
Well, first of all,
it doesn't happen that way in the book.
It doesn't happen. She never came.
Yeah.
She wasn't there. But they added, and it makes no sense because she has no connection with Frodo. There is no relationship for her to risk her life.
Well, she wasn't doing it for Frodo.
Well, I don't care.
She didn't go there. She left with Frodo for Frodo, but she didn't go there for Frodo.
I would have looked aside. Hey, but there's no connection.
As he's like fading, she's shedding tears and holding him like he's her child. Like there was no prior relationship. No, I agree with you, Tom. That
I'm sitting there like, wait, why is she crying? She knows him. She doesn't know him.
I think they're looking way too deep.
Yeah, they're looking way too deep.
Guys, no, come on now. That's something that is... first of all, I don't think it should have been in there.
How she gets the cut on her cheek is super epic, by the way. Epic.
Is this a tree?
A tree.
It's a tree. She catches her cheek on a tree. She's an expert horseman.
I thought that part didn't work for me. I would have been okay. In the book, she doesn't show up, right? If I remember.
I can't remember.
Yeah, get rid of that scene and put the plan in.
Get the plan. Plan to leave. Okay. The other one.
3 minutes.
I hate this, and I always will hate this, is they kill off Sean Bean's character.
In his contract. In his contract.
I get it. I get it. But I love his character.
It's like Sean Bean. We want to cast you as Aragorn. Okay. But I need a character that's going to die.
I know. But if the book, if the movie can change Frodo's character, they can change that too.
There's levels of change you can do, but you cannot keep a character alive.
I know. I just like his character. Okay. I like the struggle that he had with the ring. The other people, there's no struggle with the elf at all. Apparently, Legolas has no sense of the ring.
But he's been around for long.
He's immortal.
He's immortal. A lot longer than the humans have.
Yeah, but still, like, I just like the struggle, and I like the fact that he was like, he realized he did something wrong, and he was redeemed before he died. That's a beautiful scene, but
yeah,
I just,
it's freaking epic. I know,
which with his sacrifice,
I know, but
makes it that much more that's epic.
Yes.
So I read
die,
a
and you stay on, die
on Sean Bean, Bean, Bean,
Sean Bean,
Bean,
that. He's tired of always dying off in different movies and that he will never take another role if he dies in it.
Oh, really?
I thought he specifically didn't want to get stuck in series and things like that.
He didn't want to get stuck.
Yeah. So, but in like future movies and that, he does not.
Yeah. This character doesn't die in The Martian.
He's not going to be in it.
No, apparently. His character doesn't die in The Martian, but he got fired. Same thing. Anyways, so that's the old, and then the most annoying thing for me about it is just the relationship with Frodo and Sam. I can't do it. Like
they're brothers.
I know the brothers.
What kind of relationship do you want, Tom?
Yeah, geez. Just
a boy. What's up, dude? Mr. Frodo.
He wants a bromance.
You know, I would, if I was Frodo, I would have let him drown. Get your ass back to the freaking.
You have to remember though.
I know.
We need an Iceman Maverick relationship would have worked better.
Yes.
I don't think so because I think Sam really did have to have Frodo on a pedestal for him to do all the things that he did. And he had, like, he made promises. And you have to remember how, like, the hierarchy of the Shire was. Like, Frodo is rich.
I know.
But they didn't talk about that in the movie.
They didn't talk about it, but
it doesn't matter. It's just something that you know.
Well, if you just watched the movie.
Sam is literally just his gardener. That's how he's introduced. So, like, yeah, you're going to be like Mr. Frodo and not be
Wait, that's not how he's introduced. They're introduced as friends.
Let's go on a journey together, boy.
But they introduced as friends, though.
Because in the early 2000s, that's how bros were. Hey, bro, what's up, man?
It ain't like Sam and Frodo, I'll tell you that.
They didn't introduce him as the gardener. The first thing you see Sam in is at the birthday party, and they're friends.
No, but he literally says, "I'm just the gardener," when he's in the plants to Gandalf.
No, he doesn't.
Says something like that.
No, he doesn't. Till the Two Towers where he says, "I'm his gardener."
Yeah.
He says it to Faramir. His bodyguard, his gardener.
He does say that, but I think
that's the only time he says it in the entire trilogy.
Trimming the head.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. That's what Gandalf is the one that says that.
Yeah. Not him. Anyways, yeah. Other than that, I still think the movie's great.
Those were weak points, Tom. Yeah.
Very to be like, oh, I have a lot.
I don't have a lot. I only had like maybe five.
So wait, I want to bring it back. You said you have an objective fact, and you want to see if Aubrey and Jaren would agree with you on it.
Oh, that scene with Liv Tyler, whatever her name is, like Liv that Tyler. Scene. Would you agree with me that scene was kind of off,
unnecessary,
or even that? Like, there's no connection between him and Frodo.
I agree.
I felt that scene was, well, it looked like they fast forward a lot.
I felt that scene was perfect. Just like the movie.
I think brainwashed. Blink twice.
Oh man. So sorry. Go ahead, Jaren. What you were saying?
Sorry, man.
Would you agree?
It was Dave.
It was me. No. Sorry.
I thought the scene it just seemed very choppy.
Okay.
Now that I think back on it, like, okay. Bam, they find each other in the forest or wherever the heck they are.
And then all of a sudden, a ranger caught off his guard.
She's on a horse with them and then just running around. And
yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, this was. I just wanted to see if you agree with me with that one, because I feel like it was a very off scene. Like what? And the funny thing is,
I never really
noticed until this time watching it. And I was like, wait, she had no connection.
The problem, though, is when we watch a movie, we're solely watching it to enjoy ourselves.
Here's the narrative of me criticizing movie. You act like I don't enjoy the movie or enjoy the show. I enjoyed it completely. But when you see something that's off-putting, you're like, well, wait, what? Is that the right word? I don't know. Sure.
It works.
Sure.
It has to make sense in my head. That's just me. Because to me, if it doesn't make sense, just like when we talk about Wednesday, that guy, you know, it makes no sense for me why he has what he has when they were never established in the beginning. I always think like, wait, it has to make sense in my head, and sometimes it doesn't. And to me, it's not my cup of tea. But anyways, Fellowship of the Ring, it is a great movie. Mainly, and I tell you this right now, I just love the practical, everything not everything, but I would say 90% of this movie is practical. And I love that. And you don't see that anymore these days. You don't see the studio putting money in because
too much time, too much money.
Yeah.
And now there's streaming wars going on. And so now we gotta pump out all these things. The DC is going to hell. They're gonna reboot everything. They just got Henry Cavill back as Superman. Now they're not gonna use him.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Anyways, we'll talk about DC and a different time.
So if they did a remake, which all movies get remade for some dumb reason. So
you're talking about what, a Fellowship? If they remake Fellowship?
They probably will 20 years down the road.
I hope not.
Yeah, but if they do, it's going to be, it's all going to be CGI, and we saw what they did with The Hobbit.
Well, the problem with The Hobbit, and I think I'm glad we brought it up. The problem with The Hobbit is they rushed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they rushed it.
Even if they did CGI, it would have been okay if they didn't rush. Peter Jackson was rushing because the studio wanted to put it out there. They wanted the money. And Peter Jackson fought back and said, hey, you guys, let me take my time and we'll make a good movie. Because The Hobbit, it was okay. It wasn't that bad. You know, like,
the first one's not that bad.
The first one's not that
are terrible.
Yeah.
But every time it's on TV, though, I watch it.
Because of who? Because the one person.
Liv, Jared, or,
no. Not
Liv,
Tyler. Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. You knew
so,
what I meant.
By the way.
She's not even in it. She's in it.
Here's some.
If you want critiques on, you know, Middle Earth, those three movies I can go to town on if you want to hear.
Oh, yeah, anybody could. But we forgot to mention about something, even though we disagree. Let's talk about the performance in Lord of the Rings and Fellowship. Oh. The performance is so fantastic. Gandalf is great. Well,
Ian McKellen.
Yeah, he's great as Gandalf. He was perfect cast to be Gandalf. Yeah. I can't see anybody. There was who was in line to play Gandalf. There was another actor that was supposed to play Gandalf and wasn't. He wasn't the first choice, I believe.
Don't know.
But
I don't remember.
But he was perfectly cast. Viggo Mortensen, whatever his name is, he was perfect who he was. Even what's his name? Agent Smith.
Hugo Weaving?
Yeah,
he did great as Elrond.
Elrond was so great. Yeah. And so there's the acting.
Galadriel.
Yeah, Galadriel with
Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett, even though she looked kind of freaky when she went freaking.
Yeah, that was freaky.
Medieval was freaky. On all of us. It's like, oh, are we gonna see that in this? Are we gonna see that in a series? Like, is she gonna go crazy like that? Like,
totally.
By the way, the Lord, Ring of Power, the main character, the main bad guy, the Darth Elf, whatever. He's not coming back. The actor.
I saw that.
Yeah, somebody else is playing him. Yeah, somebody's playing
that
him.
Freaking crap. I feel like you should have to be committed. But
well, I think he sees the writing on the wall that this series isn't going to be so great. I don't know. He's like, I'm out. But we'll see. Anyways, I think it's great. I know I'm going to ask you to be, what's the word, objective or objective.
Objective.
To give this a score. To give this a score.
And a 10.
Gives it a 10, and I didn't even say anything.
Okay. Give an objective score of this movie. Out of 10, what would you give this movie, Aubrey?
Probably a 12, 13, maybe
15. Oh,
what? No, I literally, I will tell you why, because I have not found a movie to its equal, in my opinion.
Okay. I have, but this.
But here's the thing. I can give it to you that maybe not everything in the way that they change the books is perfect. I can give that to you. But I cannot say that I have found a movie that makes me, like, gives me the chills to this day. If we have, like, the volume up and those drums start coming when they're in the mines, it's like there are times when it's just there's so much epicness in it.
Okay.
And the music, the acting, the practical effects, the makeup, the clothing design, the set design, like it is a movie that sound, is above par sound, music. In so many ways that to me, it is a perfect movie.
Okay.
For myself.
You know who did the music is Howard Shore.
And he did it for Power too.
Power too. So he's great. But I have found a movie that's equal to that. But anyways, that's a different day. Dave, what would you give this movie a score out of 10?
I give it a 9.
A 9?
Okay. I give it a 9 out of 10. I have my gripes, but like I said, they're mostly related to the book.
Book. I agree with you.
Yeah. So and some of the characters. Movie. Yeah, yeah. That's most of my gripes. But out of that, like, yeah, it's a 9 for me. Yeah. It hits like, just like everybody else was saying, like if it's on, I'm going to watch it. Like, and I'm gonna be entertained by every scene. There's no scene in it that I'm not entertained by, except for, you know, the one with Liv Tyler. If you want him, come and claim him. So, I need water. Help me, water.
This is where I leave now. Goodbye.
Okay, so 9. here's my score. You got even 9. Burley is 12 to Aubrey. Right? So objective. I got 4. 4 for visual, 5 for acting.
So 9.
You're so
full of garbage. So put them together, that's 9. So
I give it a 9. 9. So the only thing, look, I might have gripes and I look at that scene and it still makes no sense to me. But visually.
So like, for one scene, you're going to like.
No, but there was other things I talked about, remember? But that's the main part. That's the main one that I didn't like. Let's, you know what, the next time we all go on adventures, just tell me and I'll go and I won't explain to you where we're going. We're still gonna go. come on Aubrey.
You know, Tom, I know you've been trimming my hedges for a while.
Let's
I need you to go with me somewhere.
Let's go to Mountain Dude
with how it happened. Okay, no qualms.
Okay, so visually, I don't think you will see a movie like this again. That does it practically like 90% in my opinion, and it's incredible. And the people in it, the story is great. And I can't look. I might have gripes and I might make fun, but I'm objective, not a 12 out of 10. But I'll give it a 9 out of 10. And you know, but there's one movie in this series that I love, and we're gonna talk about it next time on Looking Back, and that is The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. It is my favorite of the two. And Return of the King has too many moments for me that I just want to turn my head and like, really? You bow to no one. No, you bow to Gollum. He was the hero.
Okay, so let me know when you're doing that one and I will opt out.
No, you can't opt out. Come on. Anyways, folks, looking back to Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, I want you to know that if you've never seen it in theater, there is right now, you can go to Harkins Theater here in California. I don't know about Utah, but you can watch it in theater on a big screen. I had the opportunity. I wasn't born when Empire Strikes Back came out. Well, maybe I was born. What year was it? But I was in the United States. I was still in Thailand. Anyways, and you I got the opportunity. I got the opportunity to watch Empire Strikes Back in a big screen. It's so different. It's so much better on big screen. And I would agree with Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the what is it called? I can't even say it anymore.
Fellowship of the Ring.
And I would Aubrey, 12 out of 10, she's gonna recommend this movie. And yeah. we all would go check it out. You know, I'm so jealous. Here's the thing. I'm jealous of those people who have not seen this yet. You know,
like I experience it again for the first time.
That's the thing I like about sharing movies with my kids. Now that they're getting older, I can share these kind of movies with them.
I was
and watch them like, yeah, oh, whoa, who, what, why? Yeah, we get all excited about it.
I'm so jealous of those people because I remember when I first saw this, I was in awe of the spectrum, the how big and how grand it is. Granted, just cut out the walking scene a couple of times. It'll be fine. We get it.
They had to get the amazing amazing scenery in New Zealand.
I know. New Zealand's beautiful, yeah. So anyway, folks, thank you for listening. Let us know what you think of Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings. Do you love it as much as Aubrey, 12 out of 10? Or do you just love it, like me and Dave, 9 out of 10? And so apparently, and then Jaren gave it 10 out of 10, so he loves it too. Let us know what you think. We'll be back. Hopefully, we can do another one soon. Looking back, we're going to do Lord of the Rings to the Two Towers, which is my favorite. I'm going to watch the extended version of that one. And it's going to be a long time before I finish it. But anyways, remember, always be kind.